intervening in a mindless universe. Its message crept through the reluctant hush, calling the adventure of consciousness and joy. And conquering nature disillusioned by compelled renewed consent to see and feel. It's just the coming out of the complete unconsciousness of the stone and the mineral nature towards the beginning of life and this compelled renewed consent to see and feel. And then it said, its message type, it is the first sending of the thought in the world. And then the thought was sown in the unsounded void. A sense was born within the darkness depths. A memory quivered in the heart of time. That's the memory of the origin. As if a soul long dead were moved to life. Then he describes the resistance. But the oblivion that succeeds the fall had blotted the clouded tablets of the past, and all that was destroyed must be rebuilt. And old experience labored out once more. But then, in front of all that seems have been destroyed. It's only a seeming because it is latent behind the unconsciousness. And then the comforting actions, all can be done if the God touch is there. So, in short, he's giving all the process of rebuilding the consciousness in the unconscious. He calls the separation, the fall. It is truly a fall of the consciousness in the unconscious. And now he describes how a message sent from the Supreme to repair the harm done. Yes, by a kind of imperative influence, waking up again the consciousness to begin to climb up back to the Supreme Consciousness. This ascent, that is the evolution that will take so many thousands and thousands of years, but for a very long time it was not measured. It is only when the mind took form in man that time began to be measured. And before that, who can know how long it took to wake up from the complete unconsciousness? It's speaking just the starting point of this evolution. And then he says, all can be done if the God touch is there. Beautiful. A hope stolen that hardly dared to be. Amazing. The nights fall on in beyond, as if soliciting in an alien world, with timid and hazardous instinctive grace, orphaned and driven out to seek a home. An errant marvel with no place to live into, a far-off nook of heaven there came. A slow, miraculous gestures deem appeal. A persistent thrill of a transfiguring touch persuading the inert black quietude and beauty and wonder disturbed the fields of God.